When is the best time to talk to your family about staying in touch during a disaster? Amid the chaos? Or is the best time perhaps today? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WJZ Baltimore, WJZ HD3 Catonsville Baltimore, and W285 EJ White Marsh.
An Odyssey station.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
Well, good morning. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very happy to be here with you guys on this fantastic Friday. And do we have a lot to get into filling in today for my guy, Nick Kostov. There is a piece of audio that I cannot stop listening to. I'll play it for you throughout the course of the show today. We got a lot of football to get into. We just had the Hall of Fame game yesterday. Congratulations to those of you that watched the Hall of Fame game. There were a great deal of us that just said, no thanks. I love the NFL. You'll learn that over the course of these next 3 hours. I don't love it enough to watch the fake version of it. I'd rather watch Friday Night Lights if that's what we have planned. I'd rather watch Varsity Blues. I'd rather go back and watch Last Chance U. But watching Kenny Pickett go up against Carson Beck, y'all got it. I hope it was great. I hope it was everything that you envisioned it to be. I was not participating in that. But we will talk about the season and get you ready for it. We got a little college football. We got a little bit NFL. Football season is here. So this is what I've been thinking about for the last couple of weeks, and I'm happy to share it with you guys and bring it to you as we kick things off for You Better You Bet. So my regular job, my full-time 9-to-5 job, is I host afternoons in Kansas City. For the last 6 or 7 years, you could say that Kansas City has been the favorite every single year coming into the AFC. I don't think you can say that this season. I don't think they're the favorite this year in the AFC. But I also don't know who the favorite is in the AFC. So I've really been trying to rack my brain on what team do I like? Which teams do I not like? Who am I riding with? Who am I fading this year? The NFC, I think, is very, very simple to break down. It's either Seattle or the Rams. Now, football can happen, and maybe Philadelphia makes it to the championship, or Green Bay, or Detroit, or one of those teams. But heading into the year, it is very obvious to me who the two teams are that sit at the head of the table. That is not obvious at all in the AFC. In fact, I think there are 8 teams that can make a case heading into the season that they are a Super Bowl contending team. Now, I might have varying degrees of confidence in these 8 teams, but I think there's 8 teams in the AFC, half of the conference, that can claim that they're Super Bowl champions. Now, we're going to go through this here, and I will admit on the front end, I did not include Jacksonville. Now, maybe that's my fault on why I didn't include Jacksonville, but it's Jacksonville. Like right now, if I handed you a sheet of paper and I told you on this sheet of paper, it was Seahawks Jags in the Super Bowl. And I told you for $100,000, do you believe me or not? I don't think you would believe me. I think you would rip it up. I think you would say you're joking. I think you would say you were kidding. Jacksonville had a great season last year. You think they're going to the Super Bowl? I'm sorry. I'm just not there yet. I am not enlightened enough to consider Jacksonville to be a Super Bowl contending team. They won 14 games last year. They lost in the first round of the playoffs. Just not a believer. I'm not there. These are the 8 teams. Buffalo, New England, Cincinnati, Baltimore, Houston, Denver, the Chargers, and the Chiefs. Now, again, these are all varying degrees. I do not believe in all these teams, but I do think these are the 8 teams that can make a legitimate case that they are a Super Bowl contending team. Now, continuing the theme of this, I think all 8 of these teams, if you believe in them, I can see why. If you think Houston's going to the Super Bowl, I can give you a pretty detailed answer on why I think they're going to the Super Bowl. I'm going to go through and tell you what their red flag is, which makes it hard to believe in these teams. all eight of these teams have overwhelming positives and things that you like and why you think they can advance, but they have some serious fatal flaws in why you would be on the opposite side of them and why you would be fading them. Let's start with the Buffalo Bills. Brand new head coach, brand new defensive coordinator. That's a lot of shakeup for a team. This is a team that has been a pretty consistent double-digit win team for each of the last six seasons. We've seen them play in the big games. Haven't seen them win a lot of big games. But we've seen Buffalo play in a lot of big games, so you know they're battle-tested. But this is the team that's going into the year with a completely brand new coach, a completely brand new defensive coordinator, and I'm still not super sold on their skill position players. And I think out of these eight teams, it's possible that Buffalo has the worst defense out of the eight. So going into the season, everybody likes Buffalo. They're the favorite in the AFC. Everybody loves Josh Allen. This is the time that he's finally going to break through. Is it? Because I'm seeing a team that has a completely new head coach, the defensive coordinator. I'm seeing a team where I'm not still sold on their offensive weapons. DJ Moore trade, okay, but I don't really love the rest of their options and when it comes to the pass catchers. And I think their defense is leaky. Buffalo's the best team in the AFC? Well, then the spot is up for grabs then if that's the case. Let's move down to the New England Patriots. New England went to the Super Bowl last year. New England feasted on a lot of the bad teams last year in the National Football League. Like, we're going to go through their schedule here. And just based off last year, now, you get all the credit in the world for going to the Super Bowl. You get all the credit in the world for winning the AFC. New England beat one good team before they got to the playoffs. It was wins last year. Miami, Carolina. Now, they did go on the road and beat Buffalo. Great win. They went on the road and beat New Orleans. On the road against Tennessee, Cleveland, Atlanta, Tampa Bay, the Jets, Cincinnati, the Giants, Baltimore late in the season when Baltimore was out of it. The Jets and the Dolphins. They feasted on the dregs of the league. You know what I love about New England this year? Is we're going to get some of our questions answered in the first month of the season. The first four games for the New England Patriots. At Seattle, home against Pittsburgh, at Jacksonville, at Buffalo. That's a tough stretch. I dare you to find a team in the National Football League that has a tougher first month of the season than the New England Patriots. You play three playoff teams from last year all on the road, and you play the Pittsburgh Steelers early in the season. When the if they gave out Super Bowl championships for the first 8 weeks of the season, Steelers might have won four of the last 7 years. The Steelers are really good before the leaves change. If it's an October 15th game, woo, watch out. Pittsburgh's a dangerous team. Once it starts to get cold, and you know how old people already move in the cold weather, Aaron Rodgers, you don't have to see him anymore. So I'm looking at this New England Patriots team. Number one, I think their schedule is going to be radically tougher this year. So I'm anticipating there's going to be some level of regression this season from the New England Patriots. Another interesting point about New England, I refuse to believe that all of the offseason drama has no effect on New England. It's going to be the seventh week of the season, and we're going to look at New England and they're 3-4. We're going to say, oh, we should have saw that coming. We spent 2 months talking about the head coach's personal life. We think that has no effect on the team. We wouldn't think that if he was a player. If Mike Vrabel was the team's starting quarterback and he had all of the things circulating around him, regression and distraction would make a lot of sense. So coach issue, outside distractions this offseason, regression. I also want to see if they can do it again. They took advantage of a bad schedule last year and a down AFC and had the right combination of everything last season, and they found themselves in the Super Bowl. Now, you don't apologize to anybody for that, but I want to see you do it again. Can they do it again is a major question. So we're going through the red flags right now in the AFC. Buffalo, new coach, new defensive coordinator. I still don't love their skill position players. I then look at the defense, a little bit leaky. New England, regression expected in my mind. They played patsies last year. Now, they got one of the tougher schedules in the National Football League to kick off the season. Cincinnati. Now, I know some of you might be Bengals fans. And you might be screaming at your YouTube stream or might be screaming at the radio when I say this. I don't know anything about Cincinnati. But I know they're not going to have a good offensive line. I already know. I don't know who's on their offensive line. I've never seen one of their offensive linemen before. But I do know they won't be able to block. I've seen that for seven consecutive years. You're telling me all of that problem's gotten fixed? No chance. No chance. Joe Burrow might get sacked on the first play of the season. I'm going to be like that Leonardo DiCaprio gif. I'm telling you, I don't need to know, but I know when it comes to Cincinnati. I know their offensive line is an issue. Is Joe Burrow going to stay healthy? That's a coin flip every single year. They also had a dreadful defense last year. Are they going to be able to turn it around? Now, they've thrown a lot of bodies at the problem. You go get Boye Mafe. You go get Dexter Lawrence. You pick up Brian Cook in free agency from the Kansas City Chiefs. So Cincinnati has definitely tried to improve their defense. Let's see if they improve it. But Joe Burrow health, which is always an issue every single season, they can never protect their quarterback. They can never block. They've traded for Orlando Brown Jr. They've made this pick. They've done this thing. Still can't block. Offensive line leaks like a sieve, like a boat with a hole in it. I got those questions about Cincinnati as we kick off the season. When it comes to Baltimore, I saw regression last year from Lamar Jackson, at least when it came to running the football. At some point, you would have to think this Derrick Henry thing is going to expire. We've been saying this now for four seasons, and no matter how old he gets or how many carries he gets, he continues to be an absolute cyborg and run for 2,000 yards. He's not a real human being. Also a new head coach. I don't love their offense. I don't love their skill position players. Even though some of the pieces and parts change on Baltimore, it feels like we're always in the same place with them. So can their quarterback stay healthy? Brand new head coach, turnover when it comes to the front office, turnover when it comes to the coaching staff. Those are some of my questions about Baltimore as we head into the season. Now looking at Houston, their biggest question is C.J. Stroud to me. I think Houston has just about everything else you would need to be able to win the Super Bowl. I think they're a capable running team. I think they've got good weapons on the outside. Their offensive line's a little bit of a problem. Let's see if their offensive line can be better this season. Defensively, they might have the best defense in the National Football League. You've got three legitimate pass rushers. You might have the best 1-2 cornerback room in the NFL. There's a lot of things to like about Houston, plus you're in a winnable division. Is C.J. Stroud ready to take the next level? Because last year he threw 19 touchdown passes. And you are not winning anything of value if your quarterback throws 19 touchdown passes in 2026. Maybe in 1986 you could do something with that defense. You are not winning anything if your quarterback throws 19 touchdown passes the way he did last season. He was dreadful toward the end of the year. But Houston probably has fewer red flags than any of these teams so far that we've discussed. This is a good Houston Texans team. I understand the hype. I get why people are on the bandwagon. It just comes down to C.J. Stroud for me. And now as we close this thing out in the AFC West, I think the Broncos on paper are the best team in the AFC West. But you've got a quarterback health conversation. Bo Nix has had two ankle surgeries in the last 6 months. That can't be good. There is expected regression, I think, with the Broncos. The Broncos won every close game last year. They played 14 games that were one-score games, 14 of them last year. They won just about every single coin flip. They went to the roulette table and kept betting on black, and black hit 13 of 14 times. That's a great run. You take your chips and you get up from the table and you live with it. But if anybody that's played roulette, you know that's not how it usually goes. They got everything. They got block kicks. They blocked two-point conversions. The Broncos had the right combination of everything come together last year, and that's how they found themselves in the AFC Championship game. Can that happen again? Can Bo Nix do it twice? I got questions about the run game with the Broncos. They could not run the football effectively last year, and that was a significant problem. They were whenever they had J.K. Dobbins, but J.K. Dobbins, the moment Halloween comes, he's hurt. He hasn't played in November in 7 years. And then I think there's expected regression from the Denver Broncos because of how many close one-score games they had. The Chargers, I don't even know. The Chargers have been the exact same team for 20 years. The Chargers are like Grey's Anatomy. Every year, it's the same. I don't know if people still watch Grey's Anatomy. That's how the Chargers are. People still believe in this team. It doesn't make any sense to me. None. I know some of you are falling for it right now. Well, they got Mike McDaniel. Mike McDaniel's the thing to get you over the hump, this is the Chargers. The Chargers are the West Coast Jacksonville Jaguars. They just got cooler uniforms. Like the same way I don't believe in Jacksonville, I don't believe in the Los Angeles Chargers. In Kansas City, significant question marks, I would say, coming into the season. Their quarterback is coming off his most significant injury. Their defense has a bunch of holes, bunch of question marks, a lot of uncertainty, and their wide receiver room's a bottom five room in the National Football League. Rashee Rice is playing fast and furious. Xavier Worthy's never figured things out. So I'm looking at all of these teams right now in the AFC, and I think every team that we are talking about has a significant fatal flaw that could be the reason why they get eliminated. One of these teams is going to emerge. One of these teams are going to prove me wrong. They're going to figure it out. They're going to be able to put it together, and they're going to advance to the Super Bowl. We got 4 months in trying to figure it out. But as we come into the season, there are 8 teams, in my opinion, in the AFC, and I think you can make a case for any of them being the best team in the AFC and ultimately finding themselves in the Super Bowl at the end of the season. We'll go around the room here coming up on the other side. I want to hear who people like in the AFC. Who are you high on? Who are you not high on? We'll do that next. My name is Carrington Harrison, filling in for Nick Costos on You Better You Bet.
The stories that matter from the brand you trust. Westwood One Sports.
Hi, how can I help?
Well, my husband and I feel like we've outgrown our current money manager.
I see.
Our lives have changed, and we need something more than just mutual funds to help us in retirement.
She's right.
I hear that often. At Fisher Investments, we'd start by getting to know you, your finances, family, health, lifestyle. We tailor a portfolio around your goals and needs.
Sounds good.
Can you help with estate planning?
Yes. We have a team of specialists who can help you with estate planning, Social Security, investment income, and more. We'll get to know your whole financial picture and help keep you on the path to a comfortable retirement.
And your fees?
We have a simple, transparent fee that's a percentage of the value of your portfolio. So we do better when you do better.
I feel better already.
At Fisher Investments, we're clearly different. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com/different. Investing in securities involves a risk of loss.
Skechers elite athlete OG Anunoby has been making history on the basketball court.
Anunoby tips it in. Unbelievable. What a shot.
He's been balling out in Skechers high-performance basketball sneakers, and the world has noticed. But how does OG train off the court to keep in peak physical condition? Hands-free Skechers Slip-ins Aeroburst. They help prepare OG for the physical demands of playing at a championship level. Get your pair of Aeroburst for only $165 at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever high-performance running shoes are sold.
I'm David Ortiz. When I lost my mom, she was only 46, and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. You sort online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.